The federal government is already predicting this fire season will push firefighting resources almost $500 million over budget. The cost of fighting wildfires has been steadily rising over the last two decades, and now a new study finds a prevention tactic for fireproofing homes is not helping to bring those costs down. Jessica Robinson reports.
The study is by the Bozeman, Montana-based think tank Headwaters Economics. Researchers looked at what are known as firewise communities. Rural homeowners are encouraged to do things like clear brush around their homes and replace wood shingles with a metal roof. The idea is that it keeps fire at bay and firefighters out of danger. Some policymakers hoped it would keep firefighting costs down as well. Turns out, it may not do that last one. Ray Rasker is one of the report's authors. He says when a fire threatens a community, fire managers are going to fight the fire, whether the community is firewise or not.
And they deploy the resources, whether it's airplanes to do drops or helicopters or firefighters on the ground.
Rasker says his findings suggest it would be more cost-effective to limit development in highly fire-prone areas. The federal government is projecting firefighting costs to reach $1.8 billion this year. That's based on drought conditions in the West, particularly in California. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.